Our botanical boffin, Tim Entwistle, recently had a special preview of Australia's newest glasshouse in Australia's oldest botanic gardens. That's right, old meets new. They're celebrating their bicentenary at the Royal Botanic Gardens, Sydney, on the 13th of June. And so today they're opening a space which they've called the Calyx, with an exhibit all about chocolate. Here's Tim to introduce us to it.
So we're in central Sydney and I feel very much like a politician. I've got high vis gear on, I've got a hat on. It's not a hospital, not a school, not a transport project, but something Dale Dixon, curator manager of Royal Botanic Gardens Sydney, thinks is just as important. Dale, what is it?
It's our new horticultural exhibition centre called the Calyx.
Let's go in and see what a calyx is first. Well, there's bird sounds in here, Dale. I hate to frighten you, but I don't think there are birds yet.
No, that's to give you the whole South American rainforest experience.
Well, describe for me what we're walking past now, because this is pretty impressive, a big green wall.
We are walking past Australia's largest contiguous green wall with over 18,000 pot plants.
Okay, so largest contiguous, that means it's very long, it's quite high, it looks about, what, 6 metres, is it?
6 metres, yeah.
And what's that? There's steam coming up the top there.
That's our humidifiers. So we keep the humidity levels up because we're trying to recreate a South American rainforest from the tropics, obviously. And we keep the temperature between 26 and 22 degrees Celsius, is I believe what we're trying for.
Let's have a little bit of more of a walk through. Okay, so the plants, let's walk along. And the plants we can see here, mostly colour and shape and form, but are they... They're not from Australia, are they, Dale?
No. We've tried to keep the plants in the rainforest section authentic to South America, not our country, just the continent. But on the contiguous green wall, basically think of it as a artist's palette and we're doing painting with plants.
Okay, so we're going past... that's quite true, isn't it? So there's different greens here. We've got...
So come around this way,
yeah,
Tim.
Yeah.
And if you turn around and have a look up onto the green wall, you can see the Aztec chocolate god taking shape in the wall.
Right, okay. There are plants. There are pot plants. So they're really different coloured pot plants, and they are outlining. I can see eyes and nose... Is that a moustache or does the god have a beard? I'm not quite sure the structure there, Dale.
Well, we've recreated the god in plants based on original carvings from the Aztec temples. We've got a great landscape team and they've done some wonderful Aztec carvings that are authentic carvings on the stonework. We've tried to recreate ruins, so as you walk through you'll see bits of sandstone sticking out of the rainforest, like the rainforest is taking over again. We've got topiary animals that are going to be hanging off some trees, like a sloth. We've got butterflies flying through. We've got midges that pollinate the chocolate plants, but in topiary. We've got a flock of scarlet macaws that are going to fly across from the plantation into the rainforest, so it'll be very lively with colour and majesty.
Now we're going past some parsley, Dale.
Parsley.
What's some parsley telling us?
Yeah, the parsley is the background, and if you look closely, there's Alternanthera in there, and it spells out...
Now, Alternanthera is another plant.
That's right, and I'm sorry I don't know the common name of that one.
Okay.
And this message spells out, see the forest for the trees. But we can change that message throughout the exhibition if we want to, and because... The green wall is made up of 18,000 little kind of pixels, if you like, and each pixel is one 105mm pot full of plants.
Beautiful. And just be in front of those, I can see some coconuts too. So this is going to be a productive glasshouse too.
So it's the story of chocolate through plants. So we entered in through the South American rainforest, which is a recreation of... of where you would naturally find chocolate in the wild. Then the coconuts are representing chocolate plantations. So whenever you see chocolates growing on plantations, they're usually overtopped by something, and sometimes they're overtopped by coconuts. So we've sourced four large dwarf Malay coconuts for the overtopping of the chocolate plantation. So underneath, which we haven't put in yet, is rows of chocolate plants to simulate a chocolate plantation.
Oh, fantastic.
And then we've got some other ingredients that we use, vanilla. So vanilla is an orchid, and so the pods that the orchid produces is the vanilla pods. And so what we're doing is just having vanilla growing. We've actually flowered it in the Ark. You might have remembered when you were here, Tim, they used to flower regularly vanilla in the Ark here. So it's another one that's insect pollinated, so we have to do the pollination to get the vanilla pods. But it's an orchid vine.
And so you'll have chocolate plants in here, obviously. Have you got one of those already? Oh, right in front of us. And look, great big droopy long leaves. The leaves, each one's maybe a foot and a half, or what's that, 30 centimetres. And the flowers, look at those. Just, they're very odd flowers, aren't they?
So the flowers occur on the trunks and the branches of the trees naturally as how chocolate grows. And chocolate is native to the rainforests of South America as well. You can see that we have one chocolate pod there, but the interesting thing is that chocolate flowers need a little midge to pollinate them. You can pollinate them by hand, and that's where we're having a little bit of difficulty at the moment, trying to get more than one chocolate pod.
Oh, so you won't get any pods unless you do pollinate.
Unless we do hand pollination, or we introduce some sort of insect into the exhibition that will, you know, pollinate the flowers.
So some nasty biting little midge.
Yes.
Fantastic. If we look up, we see the a curved glass house. It's really an arc, isn't it? So this was the original glass house in Sydney, and to our left, if we look out, there used to be a pyramid there, which is no longer.
No, the pyramid we took down. Pyramids are very difficult to grow plants in because obviously they come to a point and plants like to spread out. But the arc is, yes, you're right, part of the original building from the 1980s. And it's been all reconditioned to have a environmental control system that keeps our parameters for whatever we want. So we can grow plants in here at whatever exhibition from any part of the world, basically. We can modify the conditions.
So in little parts, or do you have to change the conditions for the whole area?
The whole of the Ark.
Okay, so you might have chocolate this time, you could conceivably have an Arctic or Antarctic?
An Alpine or a cooler climate display, yes.
Okay, and so that this will have display. How often do you think you'll change the display?
We'll have the main exhibitions probably will go for 8 months, and then we'll have a short changeover for our intermediate one, and then we'll go into another 8 month exhibition.
Dale Dixon from the Royal Botanic Garden, Sydney. Thank you for that beautiful picture of the calyx.
Dale Dixon, curator, manager of the Royal Botanic Garden, Sydney, there with Tim Entwistle. And Sweet Addiction, the botanical story of chocolate, opens today. I have to say I'm a bit disappointed. We dropped no end of heavy hints to Tim that he might want to come back with some vanilla-flavoured chocolate for us, and all we got was a bunch of photos. You can see those on the Blueprint for Living part of the RN website.